This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, France is on high alert after Muslim extremist attack in a church leaves three dead. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Thursday, October the 29th. The French city of Nice was rocked in fear when an armed assailant wielding a knife attacked and killed three people inside of a church. The government raised their security alert to its highest level and more than doubled the number of soldiers deployed in the country. Nice Mayor Christian Estrosi said about the attacker that he cried Allah Akbar over and over, even after he was injured. The meaning of his gesture left no doubt. The police strategically made their way into the church and fired upon the attacker who was inside. The extremist was wounded by the police and taken to the hospital by authorities. It was reported that for a time after the attack, military bomb experts were exploding suspicious objects nearby in a safe and controlled manner to protect civilians from further planned attacks. In 2016, during Bastille Day, a truck plowed into a crowd, killing dozens of people. Only about a half a mile from where this, the most recent attack, took place. This was the third attack in France in the last 2 months that authorities have attributed to Muslim extremists. Earlier attacks included the beheading of a teacher and an attack in response to the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo republishing caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims considered the cartoons offensive, but the paper is protected under French free speech laws. At least they are protected from the French government. French President Emmanuel Macron increased the military presence to protect schools and religious sites from 3,000 to 7,000 soldiers. With the Roman Catholic holiday All Saints' Day approaching in just a few days, they want to make sure that the frequently targeted churches are safe and secure from further attack with the anticipated increase of parishioners. The French Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor's Office opened an investigation into the attack, which currently the attacker is believed to have been working alone. Prime Minister Jean Castex told French lawmakers that with the attack against teacher Samuel Paty, it was freedom of speech that was targeted. With this attack in Nice, it was freedom of religion. The day before the terror assault, Islamic State extremist issued a video renewing calls for attacks against France. Many groups and nations around the world have issued their condolences and are standing firmly with France. Please pray for France. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.